prayer is not magic. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us today that God and we together cannot handle. Do you believe that? That's tough sometimes to believe, isn't it? That's where the faith comes in. If we had certainty, we wouldn't need faith. No, it's a day in and day out. It's called a Christian pilgrimage. It's our Christian walk. Day after day, trusting that God is with us, trusting that God's going to work in our lives in a very positive way. To the extent we believe that, the extent we act like we believe that, then we don't carry around heavy burdens on our shoulders. We don't dread walking into a new week. We don't feel like we have to handle everything by ourselves. We don't go to pieces when something goes wrong because we know that God writes straight with crooked lines. God makes sense out of nonsense. Takes the illogical and makes it theological. Yeah, I understand. It takes a lot of faith. I'm trying to practice it too. I'm not asking you to do something that I don't have to do. But the more we do it, the easier it becomes. The more we see how God works and works powerfully. Okay? All right. Today's scripture passage is one you know very, very well. It's from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Just one verse, verse 7, because we'll be dealing with the other verses as the week goes on. Verse 7, Matthew 7 goes like this. Ask and you shall receive. What a follow-up to the introduction to Monday's show, right? This is a difficult scripture passage, isn't it? Because it almost sounds like it's magic. Ask, you shall receive. Slam dunk. Period. No problem. No brainer. But remember what I said at the beginning of the program. I said that prayer is not magic. Prayer is not magic. If it was magic, then this sentence would be magic too. Now, why, when we ask God for something, don't we get it? Well, for a couple of reasons. Most of the time, God uses other people to answer our prayers. And love has to be free. Love has to be free. Therefore, when somebody uses their free will in such a way that they do not respond to our needs. They don't because they're selfish. They don't because they're afraid, whatever. And we don't get the answer to our prayers because majority of the time God uses human instrumentality. Then the problem isn't with God. The problem is with love, isn't it? Do you realize that God's life is as complicated by love as our lives are as complicated by love? So what we do, and what we need to do constantly, is grow in love. There's that theme that constantly surfaces, right? Because God is love, and we're called to be loving people. And the more we imitate God, the more loving we are. So, the majority of times, bad things happen to good people. The majority of times that people get a no to their prayer, a sincere prayer where they try to follow the scripture passages, asking you all receive, is because people did not respond to the movement of God in their hearts, the grace of God hovering around them, the grace of God whispering to them, the grace of God encouraging them, the grace of God opening doors up so they can help us or help the people we're praying for. That's the first reason why you never want to make prayer magic, especially when it comes to petitions. Now, the second thing has to do with timing. God sometimes waits and waits and waits to answer our prayer. And the longer God takes answering our prayers, the more impatient we get. And pretty soon, boom, the hands go up in the air and we say, why pray? Why pray? Nothing happens. No, with God, when nothing seems to be happening, something is happening. So we turn and we wait patiently on the Lord. That's why Jesus said, by your patient endurance, you will win your soul. You'll win heaven. Because sometimes God has to work on another area of our life to get us ready to receive the big yes, the big petition that we've been praying about. To fulfill that petition, God has to make sure other things are in order. What? Why? Why? Like what? Well, to make sure that we don't become proud or arrogant or self-righteous or independent of God, right? Make sure that people are really thankful. People are aware that it's God working behind the scenes. And finally, this whole thing about asking you shall receive and why that doesn't always automatically happen the way you want it, the way I want it. It has to do with the big picture. The big picture. And what am I talking about here? I'm talking about heaven. I'm talking about heaven. All prayer is answered in light of eternity. God will never answer a prayer that will not help me or another person get to heaven. Now, you might say, well, of course I would never make a prayer that wouldn't help me or another person get to heaven. Yeah, but you only see the small picture. You only see right here, right now. You see the need. You see the crisis. You see the pain. God always looks at the big picture because His will is that we be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So, to the extent that this prayer that we're making, if it's to be answered the way we want, and it gets me or the other person to heaven, then more readily will God say yes to that prayer. If it doesn't, no way is God going to say yes. He wants us to get to heaven. And most of us get to heaven, you know, pretty beat up. Life can be so difficult. Sometimes life can punch you so hard in the stomach you can hardly catch your breath. And if it's not something terrible happening to us, it's just the aging process. The aging process beats us up, huh? The wrinkles, the arthritis, aches and pains, the sadness over the death of loved ones who precede us, all the painful stuff that's in the media. Okay, now, so let's ask a question. So why should I pray? Jesus tells me to pray, but there seems to be so many conditions, the small print seems to be there. Why should I pray? Well, number one, you pray because Jesus told you to. He taught us to pray. So we do that out of obedience. Secondly, you know why we pray? We pray so we grow closer to God. We can grow closer to God through yeses that we get, and we can grow closer to God through noes that we get. All prayer will allow us to grow closer to God. Thirdly, why do we pray? We pray so that we can grow in wisdom. Okay? Wisdom is the ability to make good choices. So we have to stay focused. We have to stay very focused. We have to stay focused on what God's will is for us. We have to stay focused on understanding God's will for us as it's shared with us through Scripture, through preaching, through good people, through advisors, through spiritual directors, in the confessional. Why do we pray? Number four, so we can grow more compassionate. Prayer will make us compassionate. Yeah, because the more we're in touch with God, the more we want to imitate God, and one of the most important titles for God is compassion. So obviously we're going to grow in compassion. And you know what that means? Then we become the instrumentality. We become the way God answers prayers. God uses us to answer the other petitions of people. The petition, as people storm heaven looking for help, God sends us to help them. But we need to stay focused, to be in touch with God, to be on the same page, to be attuned to what God's will is for us. All right, next, number five. Why do we pray? We pray to keep our hope up. You know? If you don't have hope, you're not a Christian. I don't care if you call yourself a Christian. If you don't have hope, hope is the hallmark of a Christian. How do we keep our hope up? Especially in dark moments and times when things like the whole world is falling apart, the whole world is starting to forget God, the whole world is acting crazy. How do we keep our hope? We keep praying. And finally, why do we pray? To prepare us for heaven. Earth is not our home. Earth is our gymnasium. Heaven is our home. We pray to have a hunger for heaven. We pray to develop a taste for heaven. We pray to have our eyes fixed on the high ground. What Psalm 122 says, I rejoice when I heard them say, let us go up to the house of the Lord. So asking you shall receive, but be open to the way God's going to answer that petition. And the way God answers that petition will always be best for us one way or another. That's not magic, that's mystery.
who are prayer partners today, I want you to pray for the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. I know a lot of people are not fond of the IRS. They have to take care of collecting taxes. It could be more fair. It could be more simplified. But, you know, we got to pray for these people so they have the wisdom. We have to pray for them so they act justly, so they understand when exceptions should be made. Please pray for the IRS. Today's food for thought. Listen to this. Happiness is enhanced by others, but does not depend upon them. Amen to that, huh? It may be enhanced by others, but that does not depend on others. Our happiness depends on us. We're called to be happy no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in. Boy, that's a challenge, huh? That's where you really have to grow in faith, to be able to be happy in good times and in bad, in sickness and health, rich or poor, all the days of our life. Okay. Small attempt to make you smile or laugh here. See how well I do. Question. What is the definition of a layman? You ready for the answer? A layman is a man who lays in bed on Sunday morning instead of going to church. Layman? Boo, I know. Oh, well, you're wondering, where am I getting these? If you were listening last week, I had a number of these question and answer types of jokes. And you're saying, where am I getting those from? Well, I'll tell you where I'm getting them from. I'm getting them from a book. You know, I got lots of books filled with jokes. And I try to keep on using new ones. All right. Anyways, would you like to contact me? Let me tell you how you can contact me. You can write me. That's Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you write me? Well, you have any prayer intentions that you want me to join in asking? That's the whole theme of today's program. I'll be your prayer partner. I'll be your prayer warrior. I'll storm heaven with you. We'll bring this to God. We'll work on being patient while God's answering the prayers. We'll pray together to accept no's if God thinks it's best to say no to that petition. So, number one, okay? Number one is you can send me your prayer intent. You can just let me know you listen to the program. It's a real shot in the arm for me to find out that people are listening to my program. It gives me the strength and the encouragement to keep on doing this. You know, it's 5 days a week in this format. I have a Sunday format, too. But this format, you know, so 5 days a week, almost 15 minutes a day. Wow. Let me hear from you. It's a shot in the arm. You can receive my newsletter if you want. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. You can send a check to help me keep my hospital open way down in southern Mexico, in Oaxaca, Mexico. It's for the poor and the sick. Make the check out to TASH, Tash, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And you can always visit my website at Father Scott, spell it Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.